Hey guys, I'm Jason Guymon, host of the King of Pressure Wash podcast. I am a self-employed entrepreneur. I grew my pressure washing business to $1 million business in just under 5 years. And now I'm helping hundreds of pressure washers start and grow their pressure washing business also. I'm helping you so that you can be the king of pressure washing in your area. Today's show is going to be an awesome show on the King of Pressure Wash podcast. Are you ready to get to the next level? Let's get started. What up, guys? Jason Guymon here with King of Pressure Wash. And tonight, we are going to talk about what are some things that I see far too many pressure washer businesses leaving thousands of dollars on the table every year by this one fatal mistake. Just one mistake. And it's a big one. And so imagine closing half as many jobs, but doubling the profits because your bids reflect your true value. So that is what you're going to feel. Do you ever feel like you're working way harder than what you should be and then not taking home as much? The problem might be rooted in how do you quote jobs? And tonight I am going to hit on how to quote jobs and what the number one fatal mistake as we grow this business. And so I've got some things. I'll show you how to do it. I will, I'm going to probably get on my iPad so I can help you there. And I'm also going to kind of talk about some other things of how you are able to do and grow your pressure washing business in 2024, because that's the goal. How to grow it, how to scale it, how to get more money so you can have more time freedom, so you can have financial freedom, and so that way you can do the things that you love to do and grow your business. And so with that, my number one book this week is going to go along with the video I'm going to talk about. It is called Profit First. Profit First. And if you haven't read that book, I would highly recommend you to read this book. I know a lot of people think that profit is a bad word, and profit is not a bad word. I'm going to get a picture of it here. That's why I'm typing here. Profit is not a bad word. And so that's why I want to talk about this book tonight, or this, give you this for tonight, so that way you can kind of see what this book is. Yes, I've listened to it on audio. And again, it is a great book. I highly recommend you this book. This book is something that will help change your life, right? Profit First. Transform your business from a cash-eating monster to making money machine. And so if you have not listened to this, you can actually get it on, you can look it up on YouTube and get it for free. You can get it off of, I go to Amazon and get it there, but I would highly recommend you to get this book. It will take you and change your life, right? It's about how you grow your business. And that's what I'm talking about for tonight. What is the number one fatal thing for your business? And so we are going to hit on that. So with that, let's see who all we got in here. I always like to see why are there 13 dislikes before the video even starts. That's who knows. I don't show you them on my side. What's up, Gino? How are you doing? I wear Axe body spray. What's this? I wear Axe body spray before I do in-person quotes 60% of the time. It works, right? We're going to do whatever we can do. We're going to smell good. We're going to do whatever we need to do. We got Mr. Teak in the house. How are you doing, Teak? We got Scott Ferguson. What's up, brother? How are you doing? Jamie in the house. Dang, how old is Michael? I don't know. What's up, Saul? How are you doing? Sean, we got Jeremy Olson interview. That goat was wildin. Hey, I need to get you on here, or I need to come on yours, or both, for sure. Got my newborn for the new year. That's Cool. Hey guys, from Chris. Good evening, Wash family. How are you doing, Brian? We got F-Bomb in the house. Hello, what's up? Jason, financial freedom. Financial freedom is very important. What services are you all offering? My first thing to do list is raise my prices, right? Raise your prices. That's what it is. What's the common quote mistake? I just joined. I haven't said it yet. The Ultimate Sales Machine is another great book. I would highly agree with that. It will also teach you how to do that. Only offer services that are in demand with your type of customers. Do not have to have more than what is needed. You know, and that's a good point right here too, because this is kind of going over the point of, if you've all listened to a good podcast, it's called The Game by Alex Hormozi, and he talks about not putting more weight on the bar, basically. And so that's what that is talking about. We don't have to sit there and worry about all of that kind of stuff. Howdy y'all from Dallas. How's Mr. Ace is doing? Mike has lots of great books. Yes. Mr. Michael Kalawaksi, or however you say his name. He has lots of great books. I would highly recommend all of his books. The Pumpkin Plan is one of his books, which is a great book also. The Pumpkin Plan definitely talks a lot about this stuff. And so that is definitely something that I would highly recommend, The Pumpkin Plan too. I'm trying to get looking at you all straight. I moved my camera down and I can't tell if my eyes are looking at you or when I'm looking at my thing. I'm trying to look at you all so that way I'm looking at you versus looking side eyes. So what's up, Facebook user? How are you doing? What's up? All right. So let's get this show on the road. Do you guys go in person when you do quotes or in-person quotes? That's a great question. We'll talk about that. Just bought the book yesterday, ready for it to come and start reading it. Big time in the house. Mr. David, how are you doing? Thank you for everything you do. What's up, Little Pressure Washer? You know why he's called Little Pressure Washer? Because he's like 5 feet tall. Sorry, I had to hit the tall joke. It's kind of funny, me and a picture of me and him, and it looks like David and Goliath. Just got my $100 million leads in the day book. I started to read it ASAP, just to the left a little bit. Look forward to invest in some yard sign. The Pumpkin Plan is a good for us ADD entrepreneurs chasing through profit first, reading it right now. All right, let's get this show on the road. Let's talk about what is the number one thing that kills our pricing and why we suck at pricing, right? What is some things that we, why do we underbid jobs, right? A lot of times is the number one mistake that seriously hurts our profit. We underbid our job. And so we're going to talk about some things that why we underbid our job, how we can underbid our job, and what we can do about not underbidding our jobs, right? Because if the number one thing is that we are underquoting our jobs, why do we underquote our jobs? See, I see this way too often that you leave money on the table. And so we underbid it and we leave money on the table because we're not doing the packages, we're not selling to the customer, and we're doing these things that hurt our business. And so I'm kind of gotten, I don't know, and I'm going to kind of give you somebody else. There's the lack of confidence is definitely one of those things, and I will hit on that. So I was watching a video. There's a landscaper out. He did a Christmas light guy. And so I'm going to be using him as kind of a story of my story. And so he's in Evansville, Indiana, and he did $500,000, but he ain't got no money. He's got $80,000 out here that isn't getting done, and he ain't got no money. But I know a guy in his exact same area. Like, they literally service Evansville, Indiana. Both of them do. Cloud Nine and this guy. And so Cloud Nine, I taught him how to do Christmas lights. He came up here to do Christmas lights with me. He's a pressure washer and a window cleaner already. He came and learned my Christmas lights. He did this probably 5-6 years ago. And the other guy just started Christmas lights here. But when I first met Cloud9, he always told me that he went for the high-end clients, and this guy went for the low-end clients. They never met in the middle, Harley, of teeing each other customers. Like, they never see each other in each other's area because one's going for the high-end client, and the other one's going for the low-end client. And so we're going to talk about that, right? We're going to talk about the difference because whether we're in Evansville, Indiana, or we are in Charlotte, North Carolina, I can give you the exact same deal of this here, right? I've got a guy down there that his average ticket is $2,700, and I've got a lot of people in that area that their average ticket is $1,000. And this is for Christmas lights. And even for pressure washing, he's got almost a $2,000 ticket. They got a $500 ticket. And so how do we get, so we keep moving our money forward, how do we do this and not underbid our jobs, right? A lot of times we go in and we got to look at why do we underbid our jobs. So what does underbidding look like? What are some things that underbidding look? So bidding lower than the competition to win the bid. How many people, then, and I'd like to see, have you called around in your area to see what everybody else is charging? Put me a thumbs up if you've done that. Call the people in your area to see what other people are charging. And so I will say it's probably a lot of you because I did it myself. And you know what I found out? I had to call 10 different people and I got one or two people that called me back that I'm basing my pricing that I can't bid no more off of those two people. And here's the problem with that. You want to know what the problem is with that? Here's the problem with that. They don't know their cost and they're bidding and you're going to do a better job than them, but yet you're going to charge less than your competition and you're going to go out of business because you don't know that they're ready to go out of business. And so that's the problem with bidding lower than your competition to win business, right? I'm going to do better and I'm going to do this and blah, 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 blah. And so the next thing is not knowing what your cost is. Well, Jason, you know how many times I hear this? All I need is a pressure washer and some bleach. What other cost is there? I ain't got no other cost. I don't need no other cost, Jason. All I need is a pressure washer and some bleach. Or for my Christmas light people, and all it costs me $1, I can get this stuff for $1, and you want me to charge $8 to $12? I can get this for nothing. And here's the problem with that. A lot of you don't know your true cost. And so what is your true cost? Well, let's talk about our true cost. Well, how much does it cost you? And some of you know, and some of you don't know. How much does it cost you for your truck to leave the shop every day? For you to get in the truck, turn it on, and get to the job. That includes your insurance. That includes your workers' comp. That includes your payroll taxes. That includes all these other things that go into it. All your chemicals, your pressure washer breaking down every other week. And yes, your pressure washers will break down. Something will break every other week because that's how it goes. And so all of these things add up, right? Every one of these things keep adding up because listen, guys, it cost you. And, you know, I've got a young guy that's out of Lexington, Kentucky. And last year he figured it out. It was costing him almost $300 just to leave the shop. Not doing a job a day. It's costing him over $300 because you got all these costs that adds up, right? And so when you don't look at it this way and you're like, I'm making $200 an hour. And some of you are like, I'm making $100 an hour. Well, whoopee freaking do, because you're probably going to go out of business. And if you want to go out of business, you'd be at $100 an hour. That's the way this worries. You know, I love what Dan said. Don't worry what other people charge. And this is 100% correct. And, you know, a lot of you don't understand what profit is. So you will think that you're making $300 and you are the technician. You're the operational manager. You're the secretary, you're the salesperson, you're all of these positions, right? You've got all of these positions right here. And guess what? you're making $100 an hour. Okay, you divide that by each of those, and what is your profit? You can't say that you're making $200 in profit when you are doing all the jobs, because you need to start looking at bidding these jobs. That if you have another great book, is called E-Myth. If you haven't read E-Myth, I would recommend you to read E-Myth. E-Myth Revisit by Michael Gerber. And so what it tells you to do is write a position of each place where you want to grow your business. I want to have an operational manager. I want to have a salesperson. I want to have this. I want to have that. And what you got to do is you got to go in and write your name in every one of those positions. And once you write your name in every one of those positions, the goal is how do you start erasing your name and putting someone else's name in it? That's the goal. But here's the thing. You can't put somebody else's name in it if you don't know your number. Look, I want to show you something. You need Kim's, parts, insurance, gas, rent, truck payment, labor, phone, etc., right? That's just some of them. We have three crews. It cost us $547 per day, whether we wash or not, right? It costs you that much money, whether you're sending somebody out or not. And so this is something that you have to think about as we are doing this, because a lot of times, once we pay all those people, that's when we get in the profit. And a lot of people cut profit right out the door, and they think profit is a bad word, right? In today's society, people tell you that profit is bad, right? You can listen to any TikTok, you can go on any YouTube video, you can watch any news, you can do any of this stuff, and they will tell you profit is evil. That's just an evil thing, right? Profit is evil. I want to tell you a word. Profit is not evil. Profit is a good thing. And so that's why we have to think about when we're doing this. And then another thing that what underbidding looks like is we take whatever price the customer suggests or wants to pay, right? I've seen this here. Well, I got a quote here for $200. Will you do it for $200? Well, man, mine's $500, but I ain't got no work, so I guess I'll do it for $200. And guess what? That's the worst thing you can do. And so what are some pitfalls of underbidding, right? What are the pitfalls that happen when we underbid? Well, guess what? You win the worst customers. Like, I will guarantee you, when a customer is focused on low price, that is the world's worst. You will get the most callbacks. You will get jobs that you will screw up something, and it will cost you more in the end than ever before. And this is one of the biggest pitfalls that I see with cheap customers. The worst customers out there are cheap customers. Like, cheap customers suck. They literally suck. And I'm not just saying that to be mean. I mean it. They suck. They suck. Because what happens is, well, you didn't, because here's the thing, that $200 to that person that lives in a $100,000 house and lives in and making $50,000, that's a lot of money, right? That's a lot of money for $200-$300. But you go to the $1 million houses, and you know, they're making $100,000-$200,000 a year. $600,000 ain't nothing. Right? You look at what $200 is to somebody making $60,000 with their taxes and everything is only $30,000 versus someone making $100,000, $150,000, $200,000, what $1,000 is. It is nothing, right? These are things that you will learn. So the other thing that will bite you in the butt for underbidding, what pitfall looks like, is not knowing your cost, right? You don't even know what it cost you to be able to do that, because you realize, oh crap, I need an extra gallon of this, or I need an extra gallon of that. And that's another thing. And then obviously we don't even have profit on those jobs, right? Profit is out the door. You might as well just screw the profit. There is no profit. And so those are things that you have to think about. Lose potential jobs. You could win at a better price. You know, here's the thing about it. If you go in and you're doing cheap pricing and you got an 80% close rate, there's people in that 80% close rate. Let's just say 40% of those would pay double. they would have paid double. But yet we let that cheap price lose that double price, right? And so this is a huge pitfall as we are doing this. And then the next thing is cash flow. You won't have cash flow, right? You're going to bleed cash because you got to pay your employees if you have employees. You're going to pay for all the costs. You got to pay for all of these things because of this here of because you're not charging enough, right? That low level customer is not your customer. You want the high level customers. And I know this is something that is hard to get and grasp. And Jason, I need to close every job I can, but you don't, right? I can show you a lot of guys that are making 800, half a million, 800 to a million, and their close rate 250, 100,000, and their close rate 30%. They do less work and make more money. That's the goal. Less work. Who wants to work all the time? I don't want to work all the time. I want time freedom. And if you don't want time freedom, then guess what? That's what you're dealing with. And so work. And so if the other thing for pitfalling is work much less, you work way more and you'll burn out. And if you like burnout, that's what you're going to deal with. You're going to deal with burnout because you're going to be so busy running around doing all of these houses for this here. So let's talk about something that we don't always think about. What's the psychology behind it, right? Why do we do it? Because we have a fear of charging fairly, right? I hear this all the time. Jason, you're trying to screw people. I'm not trying to screw nobody. They have an issue. I have a solution. And they're going to be super happy. The only person that has an issue with charging is you. You are the only person that has an issue with charging is you. Because is there somebody out there cheaper? Sure there is. I guarantee you, I can go to anybody's area, and find the cheap guy everywhere. I can also go find somebody that's probably charging double. On most of the people that I see in here, I can go find people that are charging double. Some of you, I can't because I know you guys are the high ones, but some of you, a lot of you, can't. I can do that. And then here's the other one that goes down that line too is falsely believing lower cost equals more sales. And this is a big, yeah, you might get more sales, but it's not going to be good sales and you're not going to be profitable and you're not going to be making money because if you're not profitable and you're not making money, then guess what? That's what it is. And then, you know what? Another thing that we believe or in our psycho that we think of it is our market value. What is our true market value, right? We can't get that in my area. You know what? I gave two instances in the beginning of you can't get this in my area because you're scared of losing jobs from higher pricing. Here's one of two people, right? I've got the one that I talked about in Indiana. I can give you, and here's the other thing I'll tell you about this here too. Watch where you learn from. And I know a lot of you like to listen to YouTube and you listen to everybody and all this kind of stuff and you go to different trainings. The person that learned from me is the competitor of this guy over here. If you listen to him, his average Christmas light was like $1,000. My average guy is at $2,000. So do you want to learn from the guys that are teaching the $1,000 or do you want to go learn from the guy that's teaching $2,000? Now they might have a lot more stuff and their training might be a little bit cheaper, but do you want to learn from the guy that trying to sell just so they can sell more product? Or do you want to learn from the person that wants you to be successful? I personally want you to be successful. And I don't care where you learn from, but I'm telling you that this is the way it is. And you know what? Is this easy? Hell no, this isn't easy. Is this business easy? The pressure washing business easy? No. And if someone says it is, then they're crazy, right? Or how about the Christmas light business, right? Is it easy? No, it's not easy, right? And so this is why it is so important that we go out there and do this, what we are doing. What's this? I am stumped. One guru says to put yard signs. One says to put them, Claire, which is best? Please explain. One guru says to put yard signs. One says not to them, please. So that's a great question. Where should I put my yard? Should I put yard signs out? Well, if I'm betting the one you guru that says don't put yard signs out, I would bet that he probably sells marketing stuff. I would almost damn near bet that he's selling marketing stuff. So does he want you to put out yard signs? No, he don't want you to put out yard signs. He wants you to go spend money on his stuff. And so guess what? I can show you people in this comments right here that put out yard signs. And guess what? They make a lot of money off of it. Do they put other stuff out? Sure they do. David Hamill, he commented earlier. He bought, how much he told me at the, he bought like two skids, another skid, 1,000 signs. He probably put out 2,000 signs, did $1.5 million. I got another guy that, Wise Guys, bought three skids loads of, signs. He's going to do $3 million. So now, do they spend money in marketing and other things? Sure they do. Put out the signs. They work, right? Keep it simple. Don't put all this other crap on there that you don't need. And so these are things that you have to think about as we are growing this business. So how much does it cost you to, how much does it cost you to underbid? That's a great question. How much does it cost you to underbid? So let's just say, let's just do easy math. Jason loves to do easy math. I was going to try to do this on my iPad. My writing sucks. And so I'm just going to kind of walk you through how much it cost you. Let's just say your average ticket is $500. Now I'm going to go easy on me because I am mentally halfway challenged of trying to do math in my head fast and stuff. And so how much does it cost you? So if you're going to do $500 a day, which some of that's high for you versus I can be at $1,000 a day, how much is that going to cost me? So let's talk about that. So 1 week I get 10 jobs. Well, if I'm at $1,000 average ticket, I'm at $10,000. If my, if the other guy is average ticket is $500, he's at $500. So I left $5,000 on the table, just gone. Now, what can I do with that extra $5,000? Well, I'll tell you what you can do. You can put more money in marketing. You can pay your guys better. You can not work as much. That's the whole goal, right? That's the whole goal. I got easy math. 50 jobs and yearly average of $3,287. Now, some people say you can't get that much. Well, you're right. You can't. If you don't ask for it, you will never get that much. And so yard signs, everybody's like, yo, yard signs do work. And so they do work amazing. So if you want to know where you can go get some yard signs, you can go to moneybushes.com. We love Money Bushes. Moneybushes.com. They're awesome. They work great and they will make you lots of money in the end. And I'm like really up close. So we're going to blow this up a little bit. I don't know why this thing ain't working. But yes, so moneybushes.com is a great place to go get them and they work amazing. So how do we fix underbidding? First thing we have to do, and I know a lot of you love this one here. I don't like being so, I don't want to be all up in your all's grill there. What's the first thing that we need to do? And this is the hardest thing that most of you do. And this is one of the things that I push the hardest. And this is one of the things that I think is the most relevant way to do this. And the first thing you have to do is switch your mindset. It's all up here. It's quality over quantity. You know, we're not about getting, well, I did, and this is a big one for Christmas lights. I did 600 jobs. Well, great for you. And you still didn't make much money, you know, because your average ticket's less than $1,000 and you got 1,000 pissed off customers, 600 pissed customers that pissed off at you. So the biggest thing is switch your mindset. Start thinking premium pricing. You know what? Start buying premium pricing. You know, I was listening to Myron Goldman, and he's a great man to listen to. If you listen to him on YouTube, you can find him for free. You don't have to buy any stuff. If you do, I don't even know what he sells. He sells high dollar coaching is what he sells, $15,000, $20,000 coaching. But he gives a lot of stuff away for free, and he talks a lot about sales. And he talks about you can't sell premium pricing and do it if you don't buy it. And that's a good point, right? How can you expect it? How can you sell it when you don't even know what it feels like? How can you sell it when you don't even know what that is? Next thing is start knowing your numbers. Know your numbers. Write everything down. How much does it cost you? How much, right? If you're using QuickBooks, right? It'll give you your P&L and you can start looking and seeing how much is it. Establish a minimum profitable bid threshold, right? You know, DJ's minimum bid is $350. He don't leave the house for less than $350. And you know what? It might literally take 10 minutes. But you know what? It's $350 because he knows that's what it cost him to go out. And that's why it's so important. Next thing is get packages, right? You need to get packages. You got to have packages because if you go for a $350 house wash and you end up with the $350 house wash and that's all you quote, guess what? You're going to get a $350 house wash. But if you give them $1,000, $2,000 bid every time you go, you give them the house wash, you give them the roof clean, you get them the window cleaning, you give them a driveway cleaning. Guess what? Now you're going to get an average ticket of $1,000, $1,500. And guess what? You do less work. And so that's something that you got to do to be able to get this here of doing your threshold of your packages, because packages, right? That's the goal for this here. And then the next thing is premium. You got to be consistently talking about premium, right? You're going to give a premium service. You're going to give premium everything, premium pricing. You're going to give a premium job. And guess what? You will get paid for it because that's what it is. And then, what's his name? David Hamill talked about this one of you got to have confidence in your communication. Are you confident in your $3,000 bid? Are you confident in your $200 bid? Or are you confident in your $2,000 bid? You know what? That's a hard thing to be like, you know, I was listening to, Alex Ramosi was talking about this. Do you talk about stuff in hundreds or thousands or 10,000s or millions, right? Because however you think, you're going to communicate it. So if you're thinking of $10 an hour, guess what? You're going to come out at $10 an hour. If you come out at $100 an hour, that's what you're going to be thinking. You're going to be processing it. You're going to come out at that, right? And so, and here's the other thing that I hit on this too is people that are making six figures before they start this pressure washing business, I can get them to 100,000 plus way easier than the people that are that are at the $10, $20, $30 an hour, making less than $50, $60, $70,000 a year. Because why? Because a person that's making $50 to $70,000 a year, they're probably making an hourly wage. If you're making over six figures, usually talking generally, you're on a salary. Right. And so you're making a lot of money and you're able to do this. So this is why you need to make sure that you understand this so that you can grow your business. And so as you grow, this is something that you can think about that you have to leverage this, right? You got to keep thinking about how do I grow more? You know, and in my mentorship, I make them track how much are they selling. And the reason why I do that is because if your average ticket last month is $600, well, how can we get it to $650 this month? How can we get it to $700? If you want to compete about your competitors, the only competitor that you should have is you. You are the only competitor. So what did I do last month and how can I do better this month? What did I do last year? How can I do better this year? What did I do? How many posts did I do last week? How many posts do I need to do more this week? How many signs did I put out last month? How do I put out one more sign than I did last month? Right? That's the only competitor that you should have is you. There is no other competitors. If you're worried about all the other competitors, and I hear this, you can't get that in my area. Well, guess what? You're right. If you believe that, that's what you're going to believe. Now, if you believe, man, I put out 100 signs last week and my competitor put out 100 signs last week, that means I got to put out 125 this week. And then the next month, man, my competitor put out 125. I need to put out 150 this week or this month, right? That's, I am my competitor. How do I do better? How do I be consistently better than the month before last? And when we start thinking that way versus, Jason, you just don't get it. I got all these competitors in my area and they're so cheap. You just don't get it, Jason. You don't get it. I'm broke in my area because I'm in my area, right? That's what they're thinking is. I have a guy in my area right now that has that thinking and been in business for years. been in business for years and still has that competitive, still has that problem of doing this. So how do we fix this problem? How do we fix cheap bidding? How do we fix quit bidding cheap? So this was kind of the question, on-site versus in-person, right? If you can do on-site bidding, that's one way that you can do this. But when you go to on-site bidding, it ain't about going there and talking about pressure washing, right? That's the last thing you want to talk about. You know, when you go sell, guess what other people do? They're like, you know, it's like a dating relationship. You don't go in knocking on the door asking for a French kiss right out of the get-go. Sales is the same way. You don't do that. That's not a good thing to do. It's not a good way to look because you're probably not going to get it. Either which way, rather you're trying to get the French kiss or the $2,000 sale. So if you're going to do insight, you're building that relationship, right? Know, like, and trust. So guess what? You're going to do the walk around and you're going to talk and you're going to find out all about this customer and you're going to get more information about this customer. And guess what? This customer will help you out in the end and do this. And so you can say, hey, look, Miss Jones, did you know we can do your gutters? Oh, really? What's your grandson's name? When are they coming over? Oh, that's awesome, right? These are things that we can look at and be able to assess this. Hey, did you know that on your roof it has algae up there? And that's not airplane fuel. That's not whatever people tell you. And we can get that clean for you. Guess what? We'll get that cleaned up for you. And so we can do that for you, right? Guess what? That goes so much better. So much better. And so we can do that. Have a bidding template, right? You can have a bidding template of, you know, your house wash. And under there, it tells the reasons why you need to get the house wash done and why you need to get the roof done and why you need to do this stuff. Because if you don't do that, guess what? Nobody's going to know. So that's how we can do this here to make sure. And then make sure we add profit. Don't be afraid to add the profit. Guess what? Profit is not a bad word. Who wants to put this in here? Profit is not a bad word. Type that in the comments. Profit is not a bad word. Let's see what. If you wash 200 houses at $1,000, this is $200,000. Then you increase your price 15%, but you lose 10% of your customers. You will wash 190 houses for $1,150 instead of $200,000, you have $218,000. There you go, right? Only by raising it 15%. And you know what? You're probably not even going to lose 10% of the customers. That's the thing about that also. So I love profit, right? I love it. Profit is not a bad word. And so these are things that is true, and it is definitely something that you have to look at and be able to do that. Now, if you're going to bid online, then you can bid online. You know, I did online. I looked at my service area is about an hour that takes me from anywhere from the north part to the south part. It's about an hour drive. And so there's no way I can put a sales guy out there and make him money. There is. I shouldn't say no way. I wasn't able to figure it out to be profitable and make money. So I did everything online. I got my reviews. I done everything. And guess what? I was able to do packages. House wash is my first package. Window cleaning is my second package. Driveway cleaning is my third package. If they wanted a roof cleaning was my first package. Second package was the house wash. Third one was the window cleaning. The fourth one was the driveway cleaning, right? They got this every time. And so guess what? I knew I did it on a price per square foot. You know, if you want to know what you can price it per square foot, you should be for house washing. You can be, if you want to be on the lower end, which I wouldn't recommend, but you can be about 20 to 25 cents a square foot to about 30 to 40 cents per square foot of whatever the house is. If you're roof cleaning, I was at 40 cents a square foot of whatever the house is. So it makes it easy. Driveway cleaning, concrete cleaning, 30 cents a square foot. Window cleaning, 10 cents a square foot. So I knew that if I got the square footage off, I put it in and bam, there's my price. Now, I didn't go off actual square foot. I just went off living square foot because that was easy to be able to get that put in there, an easy way to make that happen fast. And so guess what? you know, here's the difference between in person versus online. Online, I can get it to them within 10 minutes. In person, it might take a day or two. So that's something that I'm giving value and I can get it quicker. Now, the person that's going in person can give them a lot more value through other ways. Now, there's some people that don't want to see you, right? There's many jobs that they don't even want to talk to you. They'll fill out the request. You give them a quote. They'll come. You go clean it. They'll pay it, and you literally never talk to them, you never see them, you never do anything, and that's a great customer. That's the lovely customer that you want, and they'll probably even give you to other people to be able to do that. So, but Jason, what if I get pushback? Good. Go back to the book of, where's my book at that I love my book? The Ultimate Sales Machine. Go back to this book here, The Ultimate Sales Machine, and learn how to overcome those objections. Have those objections ready to overcome. This is a good thing that can help you overcome your objections, right? If you don't have a thing down ready to overcome your objections, they are going to win every time. And you don't want them to win every time. You want to win every time. And the biggest thing about it is you have to give the value of why they need to buy from you, right? If you just go in and sell off a price, you're probably not going to do very good. That's just the way it is. I'm not telling you that one way or the other. I'm just telling you that's probably what's going to happen is you got to go in and you got to reinstate the value, right? What is the value? Hey, did you know that if you use us, we have all these awesome, amazing, five-star reviews and, right? Every five-star review is more value for you in your pocket. If you have the most five-star reviews in your area, use that. If you don't have any five-star reviews, don't use that because it ain't going to help you out none. So that's why we got to do that. So the biggest thing is stop underbidding jobs today and revenue will climb. It's amazing. When you stop underbidding jobs, your revenue will climb. And it's an amazing thing. Last year, I was at 40 cents a house wash and 75 cents for roof clean. This year, I will be at 55 cents and 95 cents for roof clean. This includes taxes. And taxes is 30% because he's in Canada. I struggle with mindset. So out of this here, I love this here. And Samsonite is actually hitting on it. What is the one thing that you struggle with is the things I've went through? I would love to hear some struggles that you've had that you overcome because this one here is a huge one. Mindset is probably the number one thing that I have to help people get over, right? And mindset is something that is not easy and it is hard. And it is something that you got to get over. I struggle with mindset. What would you recommend undoing a negative mindset? So one of the things that when you first wake up, start off positive. Instead of waking up and being like, oh, I'm so tired. When you wake up with that right there, you already starting with a negative mindset, right? You should wake up and say, I am thankful that I'm awake, another beautiful day, right? You got to start putting positive thoughts in your head. You got to start going down through there and giving yourself positive motivations to get out of there. And when you have a negative mindset, you got to change that mindset. Did you know you are your own worst enemy? You can tell your, anybody can tell you are no good son of a gun, but when you tell yourself that, you believe it. When everybody else tells you, it's just words. But when you hear it from yourself, you believe it. So you got to start not thinking that way and not talking that way. And yes, you will have to stop yourself and change what you're going to say. You know what? Earlier I said I'm bad at something. No, don't say that. Say I'm not good at it at this time, right? That's a better way than I'm bad at it because I'm bad at it, right? I'm just telling myself negative. And so these are why you got to be able to go out there and do this here for that. I'm reading Choose to Be Great now, and it is helping. How to get more leads? Well, how do you get leads now? Go get more of that. Put more yard signs out. Go do more networking. Go do get your five-star big Google business reviews up. Go get more pictures on it. Go do posts. Go do Facebook posts. Go write blogs, right? all kinds of things to get more leads. How it's go do Google My Business, go do Google Guarantee. I would say Google Ads, but they kind of suck this year. Keeping employees. Here's the deal. If you go cheap, you're probably not going to keep employees because you're paying them cheap, right? How can you pay cheap people and keep people? You're not going to get it with cheap price. Now, how to keep people? Not everybody's there for the money, right? This is something that you know, when I talk about the five love languages in my class and I talk about the DISC program and understanding people, that's how you keep in people, right? That's how you keep employees. When you understand that that person needs that slap on the back saying, great job to everybody. And that goes a long ways for him. And he will go and he will be proud as a peacock going there versus, you know, another book that I'm reading right now that you should read if you want to learn how to keep people. This is a great book. If you want to learn how to keep people, if you want to learn how to keep people and keep employees, this is a book you need to read. How to Win Friends and Influence Others. That's the book you need to read because that book will tell you how to keep employees. And guess what? It's not by telling them how bad of a job they're doing every day. He talks in there about how in the first chapter is a little rough to get through, but once you get going, getting to meet, it makes more sense. He talks about, you know, you don't teach a dog all these tricks by beating the crap out of him. You teach him by giving treats. And the more treats you get, usually the better tricks he'll do for you. And if you just beat him, guess what? He's going to put his head down and say, screw you, I ain't coming back. I'm going to bite your butt. Stop forecasting scenarios before you get there. This is a big one. You will set yourself up every failure for every time, right? Well, this is going to be a terrible job, right? Don't do that. That's bad. How much can a business expect to pay for a W-2 employee on taxes, workers' comp, etc.? Usually you're about 15 to 20% on top of whatever you're paying them. So if you're at 15 bucks an hour, you're about 20, right? That's kind of where you're at. You're $5 to $10 an hour for them. So it does cost you. I finally hit 105 star reviews. That's awesome. I don't know if this will work still. Yeah, it works on Google, but it's now back down to 99. This seems to be a reoccurring problem. Any recommendations? One thing you can do is call the number on the Google Guarantee and ask them. I do know and say, hey, I had over 105 star reviews and it keeps dropping me down. Can you go look at those? And that's a way that they will reinstate a lot of your Google, reviews. I'm slowly getting away from residential. The real money is in long-term contracts, apartment complex, local state, government, home builders. I still love washing houses though. Yep. And that's true. Commercial work is definitely where more money is generally at. Should I focus on signs near entry roads to neighborhoods I want to work in or busy intersections? I put them signs everywhere. I do busy intersections. I put them at the grocery stores. I don't put them at the Walmarts. I put them at the better food stores, right? That's something that I would do. Only you in your mind is the way of you to fail. If you don't overcome your fear, once you overcome that, you will see how much easier it is than when you were overthinking it. You know, it's true. I mean, most people, this is where you struggle at. I hate to say it, but this is where a lot of people struggle is right here for here. Show up on the job site, praise your employees with your favorite beverage in hand. That $3 goes a long way. Or that nice meal for their wife and dinner for dinner. Take their spouse out, right? That goes so far, man. You know, you don't think about those things and you're like, well, I already pay them this. Well, guess what? Do you like gifts? If their love language is gifts, giving them a $5 gift card will blow them away. Like they'll be like mind blown. My boss loves me. He gave me $5 to go get my drink or whatever it is. And if you know what his drink is and you bring him his drink that he likes, huh, you're on cloud nine at that point, right? How many people like to do that? That's a big thing. I mean, it makes so much. It's not rocket science, guys. It's not rocket science. analysis paralysis. This is a big issue that a lot of people struggle with, for sure. So you just got to get through. So before I jump off here, I'm not done here. If you got any more questions, definitely put them in here. I want to just let you know that if you want to know when I go live for any of my pressure washing lives, I go live every Wednesday night and Sunday night at 9 o'clock Eastern time. You can text the word King, K-I-N-G. You don't have to put the parentheses in, just King, 859-696-1101. And that will get you there. The other thing too, at kingofpressurewash.com, I have, if you want to learn more how to get more customers, how to do pressure washing, I got a step A to Z on how to do pressure washing. There's a bonus that every Sunday night or every Monday night, we do an hour and a half long Zoom call, and I talk about marketing. Right now, I'm in AI. I'm going through all the AI stuff and how to use AI and how to leverage AI in your business. And so every Monday night, I'm talking about that. Every other Sunday night, I do another Zoom call, which was earlier. And man, this is where my guys that are growing, right? These are my guys that, you know, their goal was $100,000. This year, their goal is $500,000 and even $1 million. And so it is definitely something that is worth you to think about getting in there. And then the last but not least, KPW Train, their dates are going to be in there. I do have some in there. I'm going to have one in Portland, Oregon in April. It's like the second week of April, I believe it is. And so I'm going to have a pressure washing and Christmas light class in Portland, Oregon. I'm going to be teaming up with Expert Power Wash with Tim. And so that will be an awesome class that we will have out there also. Do you incentivize your employees to hit certain amounts of work per day, cash kickbacks or instance? My goal was for them to get reviews because I knew reviews would get me more money, right? Our goal was $1,500 per day per truck. That was our goal. And so not everybody hit it, but some of them did. And what I actually liked it the best is I paid them 15% a percent. So they made 15%. And so they, when they got done, they got done. Some guys took forever. Some guys did not. That's so cool. I would have loved that when I was an employee, right? I mean, look back at the bosses that you've had. Some of them good, some of them bad. What did the good ones do for you? I don't care what the bad ones didn't do for you. What did the good ones do for you that made you feel that you wanted to come into work and start? What can you do to do that for your customers also or your employees? Member of your online class, and I'm still enjoying the modules. Yep. Make sure you come on the Monday Night Marketings. They are very important to come. This admin stuff won't do it itself. Yeah. Don't you love that stuff? Yes. Portland. So yes, I will be in Portland. I believe it's that second weekend. It's the 13th, 14th. I think it's going to be, Wednesday, Thursday, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Christmas lights will be on Thursday. Pressure washing is going to be Friday and Saturday. Marketing will be Friday, and then, pressure washing will be on Saturday. Hit the thumbs up. We do legally have to claim every bit of income and or tips. That's up between you and what your beliefs are. If you want the right answer, yes. It's up to you, whatever you want to do. It's not between me and you. That's between you. I like that list you put together that we can look up, that we can look at when we go to pressure wash. Is there an electronic version to fill out, have them sign electronically that can be sent to me? So I did it in Jot form, and you can do it in Jot form to do it that way. There is a way that you can do it in Jot form. I also like to do pictures because you don't always get them to answer the phone, or they may not always be home. And so I would laminate that, laminate it, and I would take a picture of everything that you do. So then that the best way to do it is put it in the company cam. And then that way it stores all that data at that address. So if you come back 6 months and they're claiming that you did something, you can pull those photos up and say, here's the photo of all the before and afters, right? Versus saying before and after. Hey, you parked in the driveway. No, I didn't. Here's the picture of my truck not in the driveway. And so that's why, I did it through company cam. And once you get employees, as soon as they take the picture at the job, it almost instantaneously come up on company cam and I can see it right then. And the other good thing that does for me is I can tell how long it took to do jobs, right? When you pull up and you take that first picture versus the last picture, I can see how long on average it's taken me to do a house wash. I can see how long on average it's taken to do a house wash window clean. I can see how long on average it doing house wash window clean, driveway cleaning. And so that's why I like to do the pictures too, because it also gives a timestamp at the bottom of the film picture. So they can't say, well, that's an old picture. No, well, this is the timestamp that we got here at the house, before we had anything hooked up or we did anything along those lines. So, that's why we did that for, because I want to protect you and I want to protect me. And that's our goal. And you know, that's some things that we can say that's a bonus that we do for our customers, right? That's a thing that sets us apart from our competitors. You know, most people that have issues, I call them and they'll say, Jason, these garage doors are all screwed up. I don't know what's wrong. I said, did you do before pictures? Well, no. Well, 6 months ago, I had the same conversation with this guy that screwed up something else. And you know, you can give me excuses all you want. Excuses don't get things done. The reason why I put that list together is so that you don't get excuses. Because if you're going to give excuses, guess what? Then you're going to be paying for new paint on garage doors. You're going to be paying on new other stuff because you're giving me excuses. Don't give me excuses. Go do that. There's a process for it. And the reason why I give you the process is so that way when the customer calls you back and says you screwed up something, you say, here it is right here. Or, yep, you're right, ma'am. I did screw this up. I had the before picture where it was fine. Here's the after pictures. What do we got to do to make this right? Right? Don't try to lie. Don't try to cover it up. That's not going to help you out. Now, if you've got a picture before that, hey, it was broke before versus now, or it was dead before. This tree was half dead before I ever started because here's all the brown you can see on it. Then guess what? Then they can't come back on me because I got the pictures. And you want to go a step further, you can send those pictures to your customers. Say, hey, Miss Jones, I know you're not home. I did my pre-inspection. I just wanted to send you pictures of the pre-inspection. So that way, I did find this, this, and this that is wrong. And I'm just letting you know and bringing it to your attention. So if you need to try to get this fixed or anything, you can. Right. And then once you get halfway through, you take a picture of that dirty man, Miss Jones, look how amazing this house is coming clean. And you might say, Jason, you're wanting me to do all this stuff. Yes. I want you to give that customer an amazing experience because you know what? They will remember that you communicate it like no other. And that is the best thing that you want in those reviews. Jason was so amazing at communicating. He let us know every little thing that was wrong with our house and blah, 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 blah. If you had a 2-year establishment in an area washing that had to move, is my business anything to someone? Is it worth anything to someone in that area? Probably not, unless you have 1,000 5-star reviews and an amazing website. But if you don't have that, it's probably not worth a whole lot. Do you get every customer's permission to post before and after photos of their property cleared? Usually in my quote or email, it will say something like you agree to that I will post pictures. There's only been a certain handful of people that this person's like, don't whatever you do, don't post my house on my picture. So that's why you do that. When you are running a business, there are a million things to do and we want to take shortcuts. They don't work. Do the steps and cover your butt 100%, right? We all want to, and here's the thing. If I give you that sheet that you're supposed to do 100% and you only do 80%, your employee is only going to do 80%. So they're only going to do 60%.
So that's why you need to do 120 so they can keep them at 100%. But other than that, I thank you all for coming out tonight. I appreciate you all listening to me talk and help you grow your business. I'm going to start posting more videos. I appreciate it if you watch them. I'm going to do a lot more videos of shorts of regular videos. I looked at it, and I'm terrible at what I'd have to say that I haven't posted long videos that are like 5-10 minute long since almost March. I've been bad. My goal is to do 2 videos a week of that or shorts and try to get more videos out so that way you guys can keep growing your business, being successful. And if you comment on those videos, I appreciate it. It helps me to make more videos. If you got any questions, don't hesitate to ask. And that's kind of where my goal of helping people grow their business. My goal is the $1,500 a day and 105 star reviews. That's a great goal. Thank you, Chris, and thank you for watching, and I appreciate you all. I hope you all have a great week, and we'll see you all later. All right, guys, that is all the time we have for today's show on the King of Pressure Wash podcast. I know you found this as exciting as I did. If you appreciate the work we do here at King of Pressure Wash, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And give this episode a 5-star review. I would appreciate it very much. This helps me get to other people so that they can be successful just like you can be also. And if you're looking to start and grow your own pressure washing business, to give you and your family financial freedom, time freedom, be sure to sign up at thekingofpressurewash.com so you can be the king of pressure washing in your area.